Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I got it. This is not intimidating at all. I don't mind saying it. I've said it a bunch of times. I need you to wash me.
To what?
Yes.
What's happening?
I need you to wash me.
Oh,
you can't. Wash. That's all.
What is that?
Yeah. I'm going to look that up. Somebody look that up and see
what. W-H-A-S-H. Yeah.
Wash me. I need you to wash me.
You can't bathe yourself.
You need to hire somebody.
What's that?
You can ask. Man, you can always ask, man.
No.
Okay. We've been co-workers a long time. We've been friends all these years. If I get in a situation, y'all can't wash me?
No.
Come on, man.
No, we'll take a hard pass on that.
What kind of friends are y'all?
I know.
Non-washing, apparently. Not gonna wash.
Y'all know I got to be washed. Y'all know that.
I wish you could say it. That would make you feel better.
Wash.
Did you sing it? Did you just sing it?
It came out better, though, didn't it? Wash. Yeah.
Oh,
it's some kids riding to school with their mom and them go, Mama, what is he trying to say?
Just wash, baby.
What do
That's
he mean?
All he's trying to say.
He mean he's saying wash, baby. Why don't he say that, Mama? Because he can't, kids. He can't.
Can you wash me? This go out to William. This will go out to Juanita. This go out to all the William families. Wow. Wash. Let's go.
It's a great day at nursery. This is Felicia.
I'm trying to get somebody to come down here to 501.
I'm sorry?
501. I need somebody to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
But, sir, I think you might have the wrong number.
Is this the nurse? I need the nurse to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
Sir, this is the nursery, not the nurse. I think you might have dialed the wrong number.
No, I need to talk to where's Nurse Cynthia at? That's who's normally clean me up. I need to come down here and clean me up.
Sir, I really do think you have the wrong number. Where are you calling from?
Who is this here?
This is Felicia. I'm the director here at the nursery.
That's what I say. I need the nurse to come down here and clean me up.
Oh.
Now, this bed pan and all this stuff to clean me up because I've been sitting here a long time. Now, ain't nobody come.
Well, sir, I think you dialed the wrong number. If you tell me where you are, I can try to help you, but you...
I ain't dialed the wrong number. I need somebody to come down here and clean me up. This ain't right. But y'all supposed to be able to... Y'all supposed to get here. Every hour, somebody supposed to come check on me. Ain't nobody come check on me yet.
Okay, well, I apologize, but you have the wrong number. Try hanging up and then dialing.
Is this the nurse station?
Sir, this is a nursery. We take care of children here. This is not the nurse station.
I'm not no child. I said, is this the nurse station?
Sir, I'm sorry, you're not listening to me? This is not the nurse station. This is a nursery. We have children here. We take care of children. So I think you dialed the wrong number.
No, they said that they're supposed to come clean up every hour. They're supposed to come check on me. I've been here might near 3 hours. Ain't nobody come to check on me yet. And now that I need somebody to come clean me up. And the bedpan is full. And they just don't come check on us like they're supposed to check on us.
I'm really sorry that they have not come to check on you in your bedpan.
Why would they let us sit here like they do?
Okay, sir, just listen to what I'm saying. This is a nursery. We take care of small children. This is not the nurse's station, so I'm sorry.
No, my grandkids, I got small children as my grandkids. I got about 42 grandkids.
42, huh?
and come see me on Sunday. But soon as they leave, the people at the nurse station, that they treat me bad and leave me here like this here 2 or 3 hours, don't nobody come check on me. Can you come down here and check this bed pad?
Sir, I can't do that. I need to get back to the kids here that we take care of at the...
My kids? No, my kids don't come till... They come on Sunday. They come every Sunday after church, and they come see me.
Do they? Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad your kids come see you, and I'm going to get off the phone now. When I hang up, you just dial the number right
now. When you get off, you're going to come down here and come see and clean me up?
I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to let you call back. And
why you won't come clean me up? Why you won't do that? Why you do it?
Sir, I'm not a nurse. I'm a teacher, not
when,
a nurse.
When I was coming through, people supposed to do their job. You do what the job is, whatever your job is, that's what you do. I worked 42 years straight, and I did my job.
Okay. I'm a teacher. That's
why you won't come on down here and do what you're supposed to do?
Because I don't clean bedpans.
You know why, girl? Y'all young folk don't do your job. That you're going to make me mad if you don't get your down here. You get your down here.
I'm going to ask that you not talk to me like that.
If you get your down here and come clean this bedpan and clean me up. I ain't supposed to be sitting here like this all this time. What's your name again?
It's Felicia, and I have
Felicia,
tried to
Felicia,
be really, really nice to you.
Down here right now.
Please do not speak to me like that. I'm trying to let you know that you
got... You any way I want to.
You're going to calm down and quit talking to me like that. I'm trying to help you. Now, that's just rude, speaking to me like that. Now, this is a nursery.
And you're supposed to do what a nurse supposed to do. You get your down here right now.
You know, I'm as nice to you as I possibly can, but you're not going to talk to me like that. That's just rude and disrespectful. Don't speak to me like that.
You talking about kicking some,
I will kick your in the wheelchair. This seems to be the only language you understand is me talking to you crazy since you talking to me crazy.
Well, when are you going to get your down here?
Is not coming down there. You stay in that stank. How about that?
What did you say?
You heard me. I said you stay in that stank. I'm not cleaning no ass. I've been trying to tell you for the past 5 minutes, but you won't shut up long enough to listen.
Well, how long is it before you gonna get here then?
I am not coming down there to clean your
why not?
I've been trying to tell you that is not my job. You dial the wrong number.
Who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who are you talking to like that?
You're going to make me whoop your ass.
Well, bring it on in. If you think you can get in your wheelchair and make it down here to the nursery to whoop my ass, then come the hell on.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Listen, will you take a message from me and give it to somebody?
What's your message?
Write this down. N-E. N-E.
P.
N.
Uh-huh. What else?
H.
Uh-huh.
E.
Uh-huh.
W.
What?
Okay, you got that part?
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay, T O M Y.
What is that?
What do it spell?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, spell it out.
I'm not spelling it out. You tell me what it is.
What does it say?
I don't know. Nephew taught me.
Nephew Tommy, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your sister, Renita.
Oh, my God.
Why you were sitting up there like, what in the world?
Yeah, you got me. You got me.
I got you. I got one question for you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got me good.
Well, what y'all think? Can I get washed?
Still no. Play too much.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze. We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.